This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for anything you might need in the arena. From team ropes and calf ropes to calf strings and goat strings, they have it all. From brands like Cactus, Fastback, Lone Star, and Willard.
98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
So I've got a story here. It's like, oh, the 18 worst things to happen to you on a plane.
Oh.
I didn't realize there were this many, but there really are. But there's a lot to get to here. Like, what is the worst thing when you get on a plane? The number one, Americans say the number one thing they dislike the most is the rear seat kicker. Usually it's a kid sitting right behind you who's doing the double dribble right on your chair. Because you feel bad, you kind of laugh it off one time, and then you like turn and look second time, and like third time you're like, hey, mom, dad,
yeah,
help out. So that's number one, followed closely by number two, the inattentive parents. Right, don't you see your kids are kicking my seat? Yeah. You see that, don't you?
Right.
Stop them. Number three, the aromatic passenger.
Mm.
Oh, the no deodorant one. That's like, yeah, don't do that. Come on, man, for everybody's sake. The number four, the audio insensitive one.
Is that you? Or do you always use headphones?
No, I got headphones. That's when he's like playing music a lot.
Yeah.
Number five, the boozer. Nobody likes to be next to the boozer.
It's true.
Number six, Chatty Cathy. Oh, my, gross. I know.
I know.
I'm sorry. This is where I'm like, that's why I pay the extra to get into the plane early, so I can get in, get seated, put my headphones on, and clearly give off the signal I don't wish to talk.
I mean, I feel bad because, like, nothing wrong with friendly people at all. But, man, sometimes, like, I just want to relax and just kind of be in my own thoughts, you know?
Between my wife and my son-in-law, they'll talk to anybody at any time about anything. You know, just trying to get through the store.
I find myself like checking out in line at a store. The person behind me or the person at the checker,
yeah.
Like sometimes I give off way too much information. And by the time I'm done with like bringing my groceries up, by the time I walk out, I will walk away from paying. Like, why did I just tell them every detail?
Right. They didn't know. They didn't need to know my family's coming over for a barbecue tonight.
But sometimes people tell me things too, and that gets me talking. I know.
Number seven, carry-on baggage offenders. That's right. That space above my chair is my space.
Oh, no, that's not me.
You put your bag above yours.
But I will bring on as much as I can get away with.
I don't understand this one, the armrest hog. Because that seems to me like you can work that one out, right?
Either not if you're in the middle.
If you're going to take the top part of it, I'll take the bottom part of it, or vice versa.
No, that's so awkward.
I'll just lean over a little, take
and
the
like,
other one.
And maybe everyone should just go to their left is kind of how I feel about it.
Oh, like you're reading left to right or something like that? Just a general
like
rule?
Like if you're on the window seat, you get the left one. If you're in the middle, you get the left one. If you're on the aisle, maybe you get both of them.
You're talking about things you dislike the most about being on the airplane. Number nine, the seat back guy. Now, see, this is the person that reclines the seat in front of you.
I do that.
I disagree with not liking this person because you know what? That should be a sign for you to recline your seat.
Yeah.
That's right. Remember what I said? When they hit that ding and we're at the cruising altitude, right then, boom, all the way back. If everybody would just do it, then nobody would have that complaint. Here's the one I don't get, unless one very specific situation. The queue jumper. This is the person that is rushing to deplane. I don't get it unless you're late for your connection. Like, if something's happened, then I'm like, you know what?
If you're polite about it and ask the person, like, by the way, I am so late right now. I have 5 minutes to make it. Would you mind? I can't stand that on a plane. I can't stand that on a bus. Sit down and wait your turn. Yeah. And I get it. The plane just landed. You don't need to stand up. We're in the middle of the plane.
Where are you gonna go?
You don't get to go ahead of everyone else. Right. Like, did your mom teach you nothing?
I stay on till the end. Like, let everybody else go.
I get up when it's my turn.
Yeah.
And I'm that person, too. You try and get up. If I see the person behind me start standing up, don't you think for 1 second I don't put my elbow all the way across the aisle? No, absolutely not.
Dennis Rodman boxed them out. No, I'm sorry. I got to get my bag right here. Right above me.
My turn.
The pungent foodie.
Like, I've never really dealt with that before.
No, but you look over and you're like, what are you eating? What is that? What? Come on.
Never really had a problem with anyone eating anything gross next to me. I don't know. I've never encountered it.
Number 13, the back seat grabber. Again, usually a child grabbing the back seat. Okay. Or when you're trying to get up and that person has leaned back and you have to grab that seat to kind of help yourself up a little, just be considerate. Number 14, you can't do this anymore. They call it the Playboy, the person who is watching or reading inappropriate adult material. You can't do that on a plane. Don't. I'm sorry. But your rated RR movie is not, you know, my kid, you know. Anyway. I've never... The amorous, inappropriate affection level. I don't know about that one. Number 16, the mad bladder. The person who makes repeat bathroom visits. I feel bad for them. Again, that could be something, though. You might want to switch seats. Would you like the aisle seat? Just, you know, quick.
I got to tell you, though, I want to add to that list. People that complain about kids, whenever it's like, oh, stuck next to like a crying baby. Oh, the baby. You think that the parent's having any more fun than you right now having to deal with that?
Right. I get you. I'm with you.
Like, if you don't have kids, I get it, you know, but you were also a little kid. It's not like you came out as a perfectly sophisticated 30-year-old.
And you're not entitled to board a child-free plane.
Right.
Unless you get your own plane.
Terrible person.
Number 17, the undresser, the person who removes the shoes and or socks. Okay. And number 18, the seat switcher. This is where I just really get type A. Mickey doesn't like this, but I'm like, you know what? It's very clear. They need you to take off. They need you in your seat. Whatever seat was assigned to you, get in your seat and let's get the plane off and going here. We'll switch seats later. I get it that you want to sit next to somebody. You know what? You should have paid for that seat earlier than you could be in that seat. But in the meantime, let's just get in your seat. Let's get this plane airborne here.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag, your one-stop shop. Refer a new customer to Premier Ag, and both you and that new customer get 10% off at Premier Ag Paso Robles.